1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Hopefully your day is off to a wonderful start. This was a great weekend this past weekend for football. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I was sleeping like a baby, apparently, yesterday. The University of Michigan absolutely dominated Central. That was unbelievable. I didn't see that one coming, and I knew I had a good feeling that the Lions would put a hurting on the Bears, but man, by that much, I did not see that coming. But that's a great bounce back from the week before. You know, people were a little nervous, but that was a great opening day at Ford Field for the Detroit Lions, and naturally, all those good vibes carried over into both of my fantasy leagues. So I'm pretty stoked about that. I got double wins. Man, I tell you, fantasy season is good because I'm like, okay, this is just long term hoping to get some money to start the beginning of the year off. So I think we all need some of that. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. One thing that I did for the first time a couple of years ago was go to a U-Pick farm here in Kalamazoo and actually like picked my own apples. I was really surprised at how long they lasted in my fridge. Just having a normal fridge, like a regular fridge, the apples that I picked actually lasted for like a few months. It was really nice. So I was like, man, this is way better than just getting them from the store. There are a lot of U-Pick farms in Southwest Michigan, not just in Kalamazoo, but all throughout Southwest Michigan. If you open up the 1077 RKR app, we got a full list of all the U-Pick farms that I could find, at least, that are in Southwest Michigan, where you can grab apples right off the tree, take them home with you. A lot of these places serve, you know, apple cider and donuts as well. But check out this list on the 1077 RKR app and let me know in the chat button, the 1077 RKR app, where you and your family like to go to pick apples right off the tree. Because, man, it's apple pie season and I'm not holding back this year. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the rocker. Released on this day in 1977 was an album by Pete Townshend and Ronnie Lane called Rough Mix. The Who's Pete Townshend teamed up with former Small Faces and Faces bass player Ronnie Lane in a vein less than that of The Who or Faces, but instead close to a kind of British folk rock vogue of the early 1970s. It's a unique album and even features John Entwistle of The Who and Eric Clapton. So if you don't have it, pick it up, give it a spin today. This has been Vinyl at 45 on 1077 RKR. RKR, Mark Frankhouse here from the Rocker Morning Show with Sarah from Altered State Tattoos and More. And welcome back to the Rocker Morning Show. Appreciate you being here.
Oh, thank you. Happy to be here.
Totally. Altered State, they're located at 2600 West Dickman Road in Springfield, right next to Battle Creek. And Sarah, let everybody know where they can find you guys on social media as well.
Our Facebook page is the same. It's Altered State. It's got kind of an odd spelling. It's A-L-T-R-D-S-T and the number 8.
Awesome. So tell me a little bit what it's like to work in the tattooing industry, because I've known, obviously, I've gotten plenty of tattoos from all over the place, but I've never really talked to anybody about what it's like working in this industry.
It's kind of a duality thing, man. It's awesome. It's very fulfilling, but at the same time, it can be very stressful. Ray's probably the first sane boss I've ever had in my career entirely. He's just such a cool dude. We have so many aligning, dovetailing interests, and he's like actually open to like any sort of like suggestions or ideas and whatnot. Where in the past, I've had employers fire me and then steal everything from me.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And all manner of things. I got fired actually one time the day my grandma died for getting this tattoo. In memory of her, I got this tattoo free at a different shop next door to my house
that
my ex worked at, and I wanted him specifically to do it. And I know that sounds kind of made up, but fortunately it happened over text message, so I have proof of it. But yeah, fired me for getting that tattoo at a different shop.
That's wild. It seems weird, too, that shops, it seems like a very cutthroat industry when it comes to something that's just pure, just creation. It's weird that there aren't more collaborations between shops to help each other.
You know, it's funny you say that. I was actually trying last year to get, like, some friendly competition going with a shop in Elkhart called Witchhammer.
Yeah.
That is owned by a friend of mine, Scott Strample. And I actually sent them a ransom note, like a little cut up letters from a magazine saying, I challenge you to a duel. Because what I was thinking is it'd be neat if we could get some sort of like alliance going somehow behind the scenes with different shops all over the country. We could almost kind of even have some control over the market and the art pieces that we do. If we work together, that we stand to gain so much more than working apart like this against each other.
What are some things that Altered State is going to be doing in the upcoming months? Because I know we're getting towards Halloween, so there's going to be some cool stuff lined up.
Okay, so all across the shop, by that I mean like including all of us, me, Ray, and Tyler. We're going to be doing 25% off in the month of October for any Halloween like themed or related tattoos.
Okay.
And then I myself on October 3rd, we're going to do this probably once a month here for a couple months, but at least just this one time to see how it goes. I'm going to do a $5 Ink Friday. The first two people to come in, because you can't call and get information or go on our Facebook. We're not going to give it out. You have to actually physically come in. We open at noon. The first two people to come in get a small flash tattoo, no color, just black ink, but whatever, for $5.
Wow. Perfect. Well, thanks so much for coming in again and for allowing us to share some of your artwork on this Tattoos Day. And again, make sure to hang out on the Rockers Facebook page because every Tuesday we're going to be checking in with Altered State Tattoos and more on air and on Facebook as well. And we look forward to the upcoming month and seeing what guys are going to be cooking up. So we'll talk to you next week.
Perfect. Thank you. Happy to be here.
107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. I want to remind you guys, we are doing the Rocker Bad Back Bowling Championship in almost 1 month, October 17th. It's a Friday. Team discounted tickets are available right now on the Bad Back Bowling button on the 107.7 RKR app. And every ticket that you buy goes to support West Michigan Cancer Center. That's what we're doing this for. We're raising money for West Michigan Cancer Center. And we are teaming up with Dr. Hooks once again, putting together some awesome trophies for you guys. And you have the chance to win some money, too. You don't even have to. I mean, even if you have friends who want to go with you, if they don't plan on bowling, everyone's invited, man. Come through. It's going to be an awesome time. We're going to give you a chance to win money with 50-50 and strike ball. It's going to be a great time. And hopefully you guys are able to make it. It's up here on the 107.7 RKR app. I strongly encourage you to come out. It was a great time last year. So get your tickets to the Rocker Bad Back Bowling Championship going down Friday, October 17th with 107.7 RKR. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, and we are back in the Prairie Farm Studio with our good buddy Nick from Kalamazoo Athletic Wellness. Good morning, brother.
Good morning.
How are you this week?
I'm good. You know, my wife keeps asking me, when are you going to get your back waxed?
If anybody's wondering why he just said that, it's we had a little wager of what we would do if we were to lose in our Big Picks points. And we decided to do a hard reset for the NFL season. So I got to find a good back waxer. So if anybody knows of a good waxing place, they can wax Nick's back for loosen.
It'll be a chore.
Yes. Hit us up. Definitely. No, we're back for our Rocker Big Picks of the week. Yeah, take a look. As I mentioned, we did do a hard reset. Taking a look back at last week's picks, the Eagles beat the Chiefs. We both predicted that. Texas with a stunning win over Notre Dame. So I barely squeaked out with a one point there.
Oh, geez.
And we both scored points because the Lions absolutely decimated
the Bears. So
it felt good to watch them absolutely and utterly destroy. All right. Now on to our Rocker Big Picks of the week. Let's start things off with the NFL. Lions, Ravens, Monday Night Football. This is going to be a tough match.
It'll be a good one.
This is going to be good. I think it's going to be high scoring again. I can see the Lions. I'm going to take them on this one. 38 to 32. I think it's going to be an offensive showdown.
Yeah, this is one. This is going to be a big challenge. They already had a big challenge with Green Bay. Green Bay looks great. So we're hoping that that was just a hiccup and the Lions will continue to roar after last week. And we will steamroll over the Ravens. So I'm going to go on an extra point from the points this time around. I'm going to go with a 30-21 win.
Okay, a little bit more conservative on the offense,
though. Yeah.
All right, what's your game for this week?
My game for this week is MSU over at USC. This one's a little bit of a lopsided matchup. It's looking like MSU only has about a 5% chance to actually win this one. So we're going to pick, are we covering the spread, which is 17.5. I think MSU will surprise and actually make it a close one. I think the final score is going to be 30-27.
Okay. I don't agree. The only reason I don't agree, not to say that State is as bad as most State, but over the weekend, USC defeated them 73-13.
Wow.
60 points. Yeah. I don't have enough faith in Michigan State to cover that spread. I think the final, personally, is going to be 38-10. A little bit less scoring from MSU. Higher, not like 73 points by any means, but I still think it's going to be a big scoring game. Moving right along to the most exciting game of the week, Kalamazoo Athletic Wellness. Big pick of the week, Western Michigan University versus Toledo, our first home game.
This is actually a second home
game.
First
MAC game.
Yeah. And this is a big matchup. It's a huge rivalry. It's going to be super exciting atmosphere. I totally encourage everybody to come out and support WMU and try and get us this win. I think there's a high probability that we could win this one. Toledo is a good team. It's going to be tight. It's going to be back and forth. I think we're going to look at a final score of 32-30 with a last minute field goal to win.
Man, I'm actually going to take Western Michigan on this one, but I actually think it's going to be a little lopsided. I think Western's actually going to go out there. I think Kalamazoo is going to show up in big support and help them lead in a victory. 32-17 I'm taking for this final score. So we will see how close that game ends up being. What's happening at Kalamazoo Athletic Wellness?
We have packages now for personal training. So those of you that are looking to get in regular personal training, we now have packages that will save you money in 4, 8, or 12 visits. You can purchase those right online on our website, kzooathleticwellness.com.
Beautiful. If you guys want to try to get in on some winnings of your own, we're going to hook you up with $20 in Detroit Lions scratch-offs, up to $500,000 winnings possible on these bad boys. So hit us up, 978-1077. Caller number 7, you're going to win $20 in Detroit Lions scratch-offs as we look to see if the Broncos and the Lions can take down their opponents this weekend. Good luck. We'll talk to you next week, Nick. 107.7 RKR, the Rock and Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, doing 2 for Tuesday. And our good friends at DK Fencing Company in Battle Creek are our new workplace of the week. Our good buddy Nick Pfeiffer got it hooked up for his workplace, so we're going to be throwing them a pizza party. You could be next. It's very simple. You can get your workplace signed up on the workplace button on the 107.7 RKR app or at WRKR.com. Get signed up, and then right after 9 o'clock on Friday, we're going to announce our new workplace of the week with BC Pizza, throwing you a pizza party right before we smash into that first beer of the weekend with Presidential Brewing. 2 for Tuesday on 107.7 RKR. I found this very interesting that there is a new place to socialize in Kalamazoo that's for people who do not drink. There's a lot of people out there who are sober that want to get together and have a good time, but don't want to have that pressure of having alcohol around them. And there's, you know, the greater Kalamazoo area is home to several mocktail spots like Stamped Robin, a High Dive Kitchen and Bar. You can also find non-alcoholic beers and spirits at places like Hopcat and One Well. There's a new place called Zero. It's going to open inside the former V&A Bootery space on the Kalamazoo Mall. If you open up the 107.7 RKR app, you can read about it, get to know a little bit about what this place is going to offer you and what time it's going to be expected to be open. But it looks like a pretty cool place for people who are sober to hang out and don't have to worry about having alcohol around.